Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This podcast is a Royfield Brown production. Find others on iTunes.
All right. Yeah, I know.
If you're listening to this podcast, you're most probably listening through a pair of headphones, which means I have the perfect sponsor with the perfect product for you. It's Studio, and they want to revolutionize the way people see headphones. Generally, fashionable headphones tend to lack the proper sound quality, and the high-tech ones are bulky and not design-orientated. Studio bridged that gap while emphasizing sleek, modern Scandinavian design. To get a 15% discount on any of their wares, go to studiosweden.com, which is spelled SUDIO Sweden.com, and simply put in the code DTD when purchasing a pair of headphones.
Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho!
Hi, I'm Kate Madicani Aldridge. For now, anyway. I'd like to welcome you to Spiritual Home. As a client of Spiritual Home, you've already shown that you're someone with an enlightened aura. Someone better, like me. So, I'd like to suggest that you also support Dumpty Dum at patreon.com. If you do, you can get their extra content. It's the actual meaningful stuff, not the usual drivel. It doesn't matter how much you sponsor them for. I think they're pretty desperate, to be honest. Okay? Patreon.com. And, obviously, if you ever need a vaginal steaming, you know where I am. Blessings.
This is Dumpty Dum, the show about the reality docudrama that is centered on Ambridge in the heart of the Midlands. I'm Royfield Brown, who's hovering under the mistletoe. And with me, I have you, the listener, who after being sat on Santa's knee, is now probably so full of seasonal spirit, dare I say it, stuffed full of turkey and booze, that you won't need any more until the next festive season comes around in 2018. Now, this week's show is brought to you from Jamaica, the land of reggae, yardies and my parents. So there is no co-host because everybody else had better things to do and I had to do this all by myself. Now, first, a little bit of shopkeeping. Don't forget iTunes, folks. That's the place where you can go on to write us a review, which gets us up those iTunes charts. And we all know what that means. It means, well, we're up those iTunes charts. So go on to iTunes and write us a review.
Hello, Ambridge 3962.
Hi, my name is Paul Whiskin, generally known as Whiskers. I'm a first-time caller interer, and I have, first of all, a message for Lucy. Please do not hold back on your week in Ambridge. If you offend people, I'm sorry, but humour that offends is what I call good satire. I've got a couple of plot predictions. I think, bearing in mind that I always listen to this on podcasts, so I'm usually 2 or 3 days behind, I think that Usha is going to be dragged in to replace Linda on the pronto because Linda is getting far too big for her boots. I also think that David Archer, when he finds out about Pip's baby, is going to meet Toby. He's going to put his foot down with a heavy hand, even though he hasn't got a leg to stand on. Happy Christmas to all Dumpty Dummers everywhere. Bye.
Hello, it's Catherine Rowan-Jones calling from High Wycombe. Greetings, Lucy Royfield and Robart. I've just listened to show 203 and the smut was first class. Loved it. Thank you so much. And lots of fucks from Robert, which sound really funny to me when a posh person swears. Thank you so much. I listened to Wednesday night's The Archers and I had the icicle of doom drip a cold shiver down my neck. On Christmas Eve, Pat is going to be helping out with cooking at the Elms, very worthwhile. And Helen's going to be helping her, excellent. And Tony's going to be home alone with the kiddiewinks. And Christmas Eve can be a trigger for separated fathers. And I fear that Rob may reappear, wah-ha-ha-ha-ha, and attempt to snatch his son and heir, Giddy Jack. And I hope I'm wrong, so I'm ringing you, because if I tell you my prediction, it won't happen. Love you all. Cheers. Bye.
Greetings, Earthlings. Andrew Horn here. Like Yokel Bear, it's very early on Christmas Eve, and I can't sleep, so I thought I'd give you a dumpty-dum. So if my voice is sounding a little deep, that's because I haven't yet woken up properly. I'm just ringing with a reflection on the marriage that wasn't the marriage. And I'd like to say that I support the script writers. I think they found an interesting way through this and an insight into Justin. We weren't left screaming at the altar. That was a good thing. I suddenly thought we were going to have another of those soapy tropey moments. But so Justin's opinion that he's a realization that everything is driven by contract. That's how he rules things. That's how he controls things. And that he can't control and doesn't want to control Lillian. That is part of their magic. I think for him to realize that, to come through that, was a very brave thing to do, because again, there's a public loss of face in front of all your friends at the way it didn't happen. So I think that was very well done. And also it means that Miranda's point that to Lillian, if you marry the mistress, you're creating a vacancy, that now can't come true, at least not in that way. So they keep the magic going. Good for them. Go to India, have some fun. And we'll see how it rolls out. Anyway, sorry for the ramble. Have fun, have a good Christmas and New Year, everyone, and speak to you soon.
Good day, everyone, and I hope you had a wonderful holiday season. From hot Australia here to you, I hope you had a wonderful time with your family and friends. Dumpty Dum the Forum this week hasn't been too busy, so we invite you to get involved in that again when you have some time. But there were some character count predictions. There was a discussion about mortgage affordability that was started by Miss Mid-City, and there was rules for living in Ambridge, which was started by Fiona Siobhan Powell. So, as I say, we do invite you to get involved in that. That is our page, and it's just for us. We also, on the Facebook page, talked about a number of things, but I'm going to concentrate on a couple of things this week. There was a request that we make a suggestion for Alan on how to direct Linda, please. And there were lots of suggestions. And please put your mute this if you have children in the car. But this is my favourite from Samantha Dean, who said, "This is how you direct Linda. You there, fuck off. And when you get there, fuck off from there too. Then fuck off some more. Keep fucking off until you get back here. And then fuck off again." And I know that's really bad language, but it is also really funny. We also talked about the non-wedding, and I have to say it just made no sense to me at all. I was completely puzzled by it, and Fiona Griffin said, what's worse than a disadvantageous prenup? Not getting married at all. Lillian obviously hasn't had any family law advice recently. The whole thing is going to blow up in her face. PC Burns' words are prophetic, I think. It's a good storyline, but very slow burning. Paul Schler said, I love you so much, I want to buy your house. I love you so much, I want to merge our businesses. I love you so much, I'm calling off our long-planned wedding because a prenup is too much paperwork. We either have to make bizarre plot predictions about Justin's brain tumour and or nefarious long game scam, or we have to call this whatever it really is. Terrible writing. Now, there's a lot more in that vein, but I do want to read you the one that came from Mark Everton, because I think it sums up what I'm thinking too. And he said, I'm speaking solely on behalf of myself here and not Dumpty Dum. But last night's non-wedding was the lowest point for me in the whole 30-plus years I've been listening. Confusing, disappointing, I feel like we've been strung along, and that this plotline has ended up here because the scriptwriters were never sure what to do with it. And again, not speaking on behalf of Dumpty Dum, I personally think the last 3 months in Ambridge have not been the best in any way. There are numerous plotlines recently where I've really struggled to care about the characters. As ever, there have been moments of wonderful dialogue, but the plots have undermined this for me. I'm pretty sure the hit and run will go the way of the bunting, and yet another few weeks we went through with that plotline will come to nothing. A little bit disappointed all round right now, Yokel Bear. And as ever, Yokel Bear, you just said that beautifully. That's exactly what I'm thinking. And I feel really disloyal because I love the Archers, but I just isn't floating my boat at the moment. And on a slightly brighter note, we have posted up an Archers quiz that you can do, and you can try to beat Uncle Kerry and lots of our other listeners. I won't tell you what my score was, it's embarrassing, but I am renowned for having a terrible memory, so that's my excuse. And Witherspoon has put up the most beautiful Christmas post where we were invited to put up our Christmas pictures of where we are. And as you know, we are from all over the world, and there are some fabulous and exotic Christmas pictures up there. So I wish you a very good new year, and I will speak to you in a fortnight. And until then, I'm going to say to you, hooroo.
Now, Dumpty Dum will always be gratis, however time and bandwidth don't come cheap, so if you have any spare readies, you can hit the PayPal donate button on our site and give us some cold hard cash, or you can go to patreon.com and you can donate £2 a show, which is about £1.30 in real money. Now, what that does, that gives you extra content. So if you want to hear us do actors interviews, and we do have one, a special one lined up for you in January, please go on to Patreon and be a Patreon supporter of the show. Remember, you can send us a voice message via SpeakPipe, or you can call us on 0203-031-3105 from an ordinary phone if you'd like to get onto the show and have a rant. You can find us on social media where we are at Dumpty Dum, specifically Twitter. Or you can tweet me where I'm at Royfield, or you can tweet Lucy V. Freeman, or even Naked Fingers. On Facebook, you can join the Facebook Fun and Frivolities, which is all things Dumpty Dum, by simply going onto Facebook and typing in Dumpty Dum.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.